Welcome to B Movie Breakdown, episode number 130.5. You thought I was going to say 131, but we don't have 131 just quite ready yet. I am Corey, my other half of this podcast, Cyborg Nick, is out of commission at the moment. He had to get some things rewired. His like circuits are down. Needs to get fully reformatted, and he will be back up in full cyborg form for episode 131, in which we are going to watch Surviving the Game, starring Ice Motherfucking T, which is fitting because his new album with Body Count, if you don't know what Body Count is, check them out. They're fucking great. It's Ice-T's like punk rock hardcore band. Cop Killer was a huge song for them in the early 90s, and they're still together now. They did from time to time. More recently, they've had some albums out, as opposed to in the past where they kind of were on long hiatuses. But if you get a chance, check them out. I think they're on tour over the summer, and fucking I saw Body Count a few years ago when their last album came out, and they were fucking awesome. If you don't know, the B-Movie Breakdown is a... we might as well get to the podcast instead of talking about Body Count. B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget, lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie be revealed on the prior episode so you two can join in on the madness. Like I just said, the next movie is Surviving the Game. Check it out. It's fucking absurd. I haven't seen it. I don't even know how long. It's been a long fucking time since I've seen this movie. So it'll be interesting to revisit this absurdity. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bmoviepodcast.com, or on Stitcher, or wherever else you get podcasts. We're there. You can find us. Podcast app, if you have an iPhone, is probably the easiest place. Whatever app you're using, if you have an Android phone, just search B-Movie Breakdown. We're there. You can reach us on our site. Our email, bmbpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, at bmbpodcast. Facebook, just search B-Movie Breakdown, or facebook.com/bmbpodcast. And follow us on Instagram as well. We post a lot on there. So check us out. Check out Nick's drawings, scatterville.com, not Streeterville, scatterville.com. He will truly appreciate that while his circuits are being rewired. You can also check out his music, Terrible Lizards, Bandcamp. Search Terrible Lizards Bandcamp or Terrible Lizards YouTube. You can listen to all of it there. If you enjoy the music enough, maybe purchase it off of Bandcamp. That would be lovely. He would appreciate that. So since this is a half episode and I did not watch a movie specifically for the podcast, I did watch some movies in the past week that I figured I'd just kind of toss out there and throw a few opinions out about. I did see the most recent Fox Marvel movie in their X-Men franchise. You know, their whole continuity disaster kind of thing they got going on. But I did see Logan, and it is fucking awesome. Logan, I won't say anything about it because I went in with basically not knowing anything other than what the trailer showed. I saw it a week late, and I didn't know anything except for what the trailer showed me, and that was it. And I am so glad I didn't find anything else out because it was awesome. I hate that it came out so early in the year. It's like summer movie season starts in March now, and I feel like it might get forgotten a little bit later down the line for like Oscar season, because I really think that Hugh Jackman deserves at least a nomination for his role in this as Logan Wolverine in this movie. He was fucking fantastic. And even Patrick Stewart, like, probably the best he's ever been as Charles Xavier. It's a beautiful movie. It's so good. It hits on all the right points. It's funny at times. It's action-packed. It's bloody. It's sad at times. It's just it's an all-around great movie, so I highly recommend checking Logan out if you haven't already, which I'm sure you probably have because it made a ton of money opening weekend and is still making a bunch of money, so I'm sure you've checked it out. But I also watched the original 1933 King Kong this weekend, kind of getting hyped for the Kong Skull Island, which I'll get to in a few minutes here. But the original King Kong is I mean, it's a masterpiece. It's a classic, and it still fucking holds up. It's insane. A movie that's that old still to this day holds up so fucking well. It is, it's just beautiful. It's a, I mean, just everything about it, the character building and the pacing of the movie. It has one thing in that we always talk about is like cutting the fat. Like, we don't need the bullshit extra filler garbage. We just want the meat of the movie. And King Kong, the original night from 1933, gives you that meat. And that's definitely one thing where the Peter Jackson remake, while it is a great movie, it's too long. It's 3 hours, and it doesn't need to be 3 hours. And the original proves that 110%. And not to also mention the effects in the movie are just out of control. The stop motion, everything was handmade. All the backgrounds, all the sets, everything. It's just great to go back and watch a movie like that. That was so much time and dedication and detail was put into it. And then now, 2017, we have Kong Skull Island, which I also saw over the weekend, and I loved it. It had that similar no bullshit type of thing going on. It was very much like, here's monsters, here's some human characters, and you're going to get to know them a little bit, just enough so you can build some character with them, especially John C. Reilly's character in the movie. And John C. Reilly is unbelievable. He's so fucking good in this movie. Man, I mean, I love the guy as an actor, and I always have, but he is genuinely just the best character other than Kong in this movie. But once Kong is like, once he's there and shit hits the fan, it's fucking on. And they do a great job. I believe the guy who directed this, Justin Vogt Roberts, who also did a great movie that I loved called Kings of Summer. If you haven't seen that, check it out. He directed this, and I love that it's not a remake of the original Kong. Like, we've seen that story. We don't need that story. We don't need another movie set in the 30s and the typical King Kong story. We don't need that over and over and over again. It's been done. Even just the 76 version, it's just like, we don't need, they go to Skull Island, they get them, this is what happens. No, this movie, it's takes place in the early 70s, just around the time Vietnam ending. And it feels like Apocalypse Now, but with giant monsters. And there are plenty of giant monsters. They definitely explore Skull Island for what it truly is. And definitely it hits you in the face really hard. And the special effects are just, I mean, like I was saying, like, the practical effects in the original 1933 King Kong are great. But, like, if you're not going to have, you know, practical effects in a movie like this, it's not going to happen nowadays. The special effects in this were just unbelievable. Like, Kong just looked great. I love how he was more of like a monster. Like, in the Peter Jackson one, he was more like a gorilla. He moved more like a gorilla. In this, he's always on just two hind legs, and he is just a fucking monster. And I know this is, well, most people know that it's trying to set up like a universe with the more recent Godzilla movie that came out. And I won't spoil anything about how it connects. If you've seen Godzilla and you know things about that Godzilla and specifics about like companies and things like that, I would definitely pay attention to that kind of stuff and go back and revisit Godzilla. And then when you watch Skull Island, you might notice a few things throughout. But if not, stick around for the after credits scene in Skull Island. It's if you're a fan of giant monster movies, kaiju movies, the Godzilla universe, Kong movies, everything like that, you will want to stick around for the after credits scene, because what it's setting up is just awesome. And I won't say anything more because I don't want to spoil it, because Myself, I love giant monster movies, and I definitely would have been upset having known this going into what they were going to show and things like that. So go check out in theaters Logan. Go check out Kong Skull Island, especially if you love giant monster movies. That's what it is. It doesn't try to be something else. It doesn't try to be this other kind of like dramatic movie and make you feel this and do all these things. It's a ride. It's a ride that a giant monster movie should be. And so I highly recommend checking Skull Island out, and then go revisit the original King Kong from 1933. It's unbelievable how fucking well that movie still holds up to this day. I really don't have much else to say. This is a little halvesy episode, 130.5. So next week, Cyborg Nick will be back. He'll be rebooted, fully charged, ready to go for surviving the game. Watch it in the meantime so you can enjoy the madness with us that is that movie. And come back next week for more of the best of the worst on the B Movie Breakdown.
It's the best of the worst. B Movie Breakdown. It's the best.